2542, Landon Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition D for conditional use number 2264, which is ordinance number 2813, relating to the permitted days and hours of operation for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southeastern side of Savannah Road, which is Sussex County Route 443A, approximately 0.77 mile northeast of West Coates Road, which is Route 12. The 911 addresses are 1302 and 1304 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 8.18, parcels 15.00 and 16.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a deed for the property, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is James Churchman. I work with Fuque Willard and Schaub. I'm sure you guys were expecting Tim Willard today. He is out traveling, as well as the applicant, Dr. Aponte. I'll be filling in and presenting the application.
Really? Is this your first visit to planning and zoning?
It, in fact, is my first visit, yes.
Oh, congratulations. Now, you have alleged yourself to be an attorney. Are you barred in the state of Delaware?
I would hope so. It'd be really confusing if I wasn't.
Did they give you a number?
70-30.
Okay, 70-30?
Mm-hmm.
You paid somebody for that number.
You should ask for Bill Schaub's number.
Yeah, two, three. All right, sir, well, we're going to take you at your word.
That's just a question that traditionally, for the past 50 years of planning and zoning, whenever a new attorney shows up, we always ask for their bar number, so thank you for that.
So I do want to address a matter initially. I understand that Tim did email Director Whitehouse regarding an amendment to the application. I have copies of the email to submit to the record. It's just regarding the initial change. I understand the conditional use was specifically for an amendment for condition D to allow weekend hours, and it was, I believe it was Saturday was the initial proposal. It is to include Saturday and Sunday as well.
If you have, you want to hand that up to our director, he'll be happy to put that in the record.
Yep, and I've got that.
Great, perfect, thank you.
All right, so as you reviewed that, I mentioned the conditional use now is for the Saturday hours from 8:00 a.m. to 8:00 p.m., as well as the Sunday hours from 10:00 a.m. to 5:00 p.m. And as Director Whitehouse mentioned, this is for the two parcels along Savannah Road. I believe it is the southeastern side of Savannah Road. The parcels contain approximately 0.68 acres. They are zoned agricultural, but they are part of the comprehensive plan to have the future use for commercial use. And I'm just going to, I understand there's been a good amount of history regarding these properties, so I'm going to give a brief history on the applications and previous conditional uses for both parcels. So Dr. Aponte purchased these parcels back, had a conditional use for parcel 15 back in the early 2000s. She was approved for the conditional use 1549 and ordinance 1723 to use that parcel as a medical office. Moving forward, the applicant purchased the adjacent parcel, parcel 16. From my understanding, it was previously used as an architectural office, and it's similar to a number of the offices along Savannah Road. There are residential units that are used for commercial purposes. That office was approved to be a professional office as well through conditional use 1744 and approved through ordinance 1966. And then moving closer to this date, November of 2021, there was a conditional use for parcel 15 to be approved for general office use, subject to the nine conditions approval. Of one of those conditions approval, we are looking to amend today. Alrighty, so moving forward, the general purpose of this application is to obtain these hours because Dr. Aponte wishes to rent out the adjacent parcel 16. We understand that there have been some interest for realtors, and in that profession, you generally work a lot more weekend hours. I have a couple, I'm gonna run briefly through the requirements as well, considering this is an amendment to the conditional use. There wasn't a traffic study required, as well as there isn't any engineering requirements for additional sewer or anything of that nature. I want to draw the commission's attention to the memorandum, the staff memo for the regarding the comprehensive plan that was including in the meeting packet. It states that based on the analysis of the land use, surrounding zoning and uses, and the conditional use to allow for this office, and it stated Saturday hours prior to the amendment made to the application, and subject to the consideration of scale and impact, that these properties could be considered as consistent with the land use, area zoning, and surrounding uses. And with that memo, they included a list of 21 conditional uses that have been granted in a 1 mile radius of the area. I'm not gonna run through all 21 of those. That would take quite some time, but I have reviewed them, and out of those 21 uses, there are 10 conditional uses which do allow for these offices to have Saturday hours. Out of those 10, there are 3 conditional uses that also allow for Sunday hours, and I'm going to specifically address those 3 cases very briefly. The first ordinance is number 2591. It was done back in 2018 for a dental office, I believe. Let's see, here it was. Dr. Lemian Cahoon, I may not be pronouncing that correctly. But the important part is this particular ordinance is very similar to what Dr. Aponte is requesting in this case. It was a previous dental office that was going to be put out for professional use. The conditional use was already compatible with what was going to be rented out, and that is similar to this case as well. There is already a professional use allowed through the conditional use right now, and all that would be required would be the Sunday hours. In that case, the hours allowed were 8 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, as well as Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The next case that I'm going to move on to is number 2592, and this was also done back in 2018. This was for a REMAX office, which is a realtor's office, and it is pretty similar to what we are hoping would be the renters in this particular unit. Those office hours were 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, with Sundays appointment only. The final case is number 2638. That was done back in 2019, and that was for an attorney's office. And those hours were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, as well as weekend appointments. And all of those were approved by the board. So to speak finally, this use is consistent with the comprehensive plan as noted by the staff memo, as well as there are no additional considerations needed beyond that requiring engineering or traffic uses, things of that nature. And I believe that allowing these hours would be consistent with moving forward with the future commercial use, as well as the general uses in the area. The general uses in the area have been generally real estate agents, as well as a lawyer's office, professions that work hours into the weekend. Allowing this amendment to the ordinance would keep consistent with that trend. It's a pleasure speaking before all of you today. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer that.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
Yeah, thank you. So I think in the conditional use that exists, the hours of operation are Monday through Friday. Is it 8 to 5 or 9 to 5?
I believe that is correct.
8 to 5.
Okay. Is there a desire to extend into the evening, the hours during the week as well, because that's not requested?
Nope, it's only the weekend hours.
Okay.
I believe the Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., as well as Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, thank you. I don't think I have any other questions.
All right, Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Wingate?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mayor?
No questions.
Staff? White House?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me.
Okay, no questions for me either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2542 Lawton Investments, LLC? Is anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2542? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Further questions, none? Comments? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning, and welcome to planning.